All right, welcome back to segment two of our very first program of The Bigger Picture, The Unity of True Faith and Right Politics with me, Woody. That's all I go by, as your host. We talked in the first hour, in the first segment, about the eight basic doctrines that underpin this program, my opinions, and actually, in my opinion, everything that is done in this country. These eight basic doctrines are essential that, for you to be able to understand fully what I'm saying. So that's why I repeat them often. But there are three orientations that flow from those doctrines also that we must know. The first orientation is an extrapolation of what I've said. The fatherhood of God is the most important concept in our life, that we must have that, and all issues flow from that, and our failure to have that orientation in the aggregate in our country is what is causing our progressive dissolution. The second necessary orientation is called the culture of Christ. That is what happens, that's what evolves when people follow Jesus' words in John 14, 15. If you love me, you will obey my commandments, all right? Do what he says, and everything's going to be fine. And guess what? Our forefathers understood that. This nation, uniquely in human history, understood that our forefathers did, and most of our citizens in the first 100 years of our existence understood that America was divinely ordained to achieve a particular purpose that's related to that eighth essential doctrine we talked about before. But what we need to understand is that if we do what Jesus says, we create a culture that is kind and benevolent and prosperous and all those things that America has become. And if you exist outside the culture of Christ, which comes because you have an orientation toward the fatherhood of God and you're listening to what Jesus said and you're following him, if you're outside that, then, folks, I'm going to make a bold statement here. If your orientation is the golf course, it's your race, it's your profession, it's your political orientation, whatever it is, and it's greater than or in place of, in most cases, the culture of Christ, your allegiance to God and your willingness to follow Jesus, you're facing an abominable eternity. And quite frankly, and I've said on air in other places, if you are an intentional Democrat, and several other things that they push, then folks, you have a bleak eternity. Well, wait a minute, there's a lot of good pastors out there that are Democrats, and you're offending the whole black, 90% of black Americans. Well, yeah, I guess I'm offending them. But 90%, I believe, of most white Americans are lost, too. And I think we can show that biblically. We need a great awakening. We need to understand that Proverbs 28:13 says what it means. And I'm going to read that to you right from the pages of God's Word because it is so important. Proverbs 28:13, he that covers his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesses it and forsakes it, he shall have mercy. God have mercy on America. We are not aware of our sins, or aware of them, we deny them and justify them. But because we have not confessed and forsaken those sins, we will not have the mercy we need when God does what he is probably going to do fairly soon. So the second orientation after the fatherhood of God, primary orientation, is the culture of Christ. We do what Jesus says, and we produce what was produced in America in the first 100 to 150 years of our existence, whether they were believers or not. Those people were constrained just by the rhyme and timbre of the culture they lived in to conform to it. And the very first New England Primer, the basic reading book for young children in New England at the turn of the century, was a Christian catechism. And you should see some of the questions in there that first graders had to answer as they were learning to read. It's amazing. Here's the third one, and this will be the subject of our very last series of programs in July. It is called The Pageant of Creation, and I'm not going to say too much about that today, other than we don't really have the situational awareness, circumstantial awareness that pilots have to survive in the world that we live in. We don't know what's going on around us. And that's partly so because we don't understand, we have no grasp of where we are in God's scheme of things, God's plan. The pageant of creation, we have a purpose, all of us, and America has a purpose. And radio station WCGA, AM 1100, wonderful coastal Georgia, has a purpose. And so we need to become awakened to what that is and oriented so that we can do what Father God has called us to do. Okay, eight basic doctrines, three necessary orientations. I'm going to talk in the next segment about Niels Bohr and the atomic model. But right now, let me just finish up the last few minutes of this segment with this foundational statement. The greatest problem we have in America is the erosion of authority. In Judges chapter 21, verse 25, the Jewish people ran into the same problem at the end of the age of the judges, and it says, "In that day, there was no king in the land, and every man did what was right in his own eyes." Folks, does that describe America? Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has an input. Everybody wants to steer the ship. But very few people in our culture really have the fruit on their tree that is good fruit, that validates their right to speak. Many of them we see on TV, on The View, and these other programs, talk shows, speaking as experts. But unless you know the fatherhood of God from which all wisdom flows, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. There is no wisdom apart from the knowledge of Father God. There is no wisdom. And when there's no wisdom and everybody's running the ship, there are no defined lines of authority. God's line of authority is God the Father, God the Son, the husband, etc., etc. Men are in that specific line of authority. We have a job to do. We have commands to receive and carry out. And we have commands to give to those under us and to make sure that it is done. That's not popular in our culture, but it is what it is, because the fatherhood of God is the most important doctrine in the Judeo-Christian ethic. Okay, I'll see you on the backside of the next segment. We'll talk about Niels Bohr's theory of the atom. Bye-bye.